In local obituaries this morning, Mr. George H. Sexton, age 86, of Campbellsville, died Sunday. Survivors include his wife, Jewel Dean Ford Sexton, two sons and their wives, including Joe and Angela Sexton of Campbellsville, three stepsons and their wives, including Tim and Ione Ford, Trent and Trina Ford of Campbellsville, two grandsons, eight step-grandchildren, two step-great-grandchildren. Funeral services for George Sexton will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. The family requested expressions of sympathy take the form of donations to the Taylor County Relay for Life or the Campbellsville Christian Church Building Fund. Mrs. Florence Marlowe, age 94, of Campbellsville, died Monday. She is survived by one brother, Eugene St. Clair of Campbellsville, locally by two nieces and one nephew, Helen Rice, Dee Dee Davis, and Donnie Penn. Funeral services for Florence Marlowe will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Brookside Cemetery. Mrs. Mary Bell Edwards Salee, age 76, of Greensburg, formerly of the Little Barren community, died Monday in Greensburg. She is survived by a son and daughter-in-law, Jerry and Rebecca Edwards of Greene County, six stepchildren, Morris Edwards Salee, Deborah Turner, Sharon White, Danny Salee, Sharon Harmon, and James Darrell Salee, one grandson, one great-grandson, five step-grandchildren, two step-great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Mary Bell Edwards Salee will be Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg with burial in the Lyletown Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home. Mrs. Sarah Newcomb, age 74, of New Albany, Indiana, formerly of Greensburg, died Sunday in Indiana. She is survived by her husband, Ewan Newcomb, two sons and one daughter, all of Indiana, three brothers, Wallace Aiken and Buford Aiken, both of Greensburg, Herman Aiken of Willisburg, two sisters, including Maydale Shirley of Greensburg, 10 grandchildren. Funeral services for Sarah Newcomb will be Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock Eastern Time at the Kraft Funeral Home in New Albany, Indiana. For more information locally, contact the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg. Justin Matthew Matt Mattingly, age 15, of Springfield, died Tuesday at his residence. He is survived by his mother and stepfather, Doug and Mary Mattingly Glass of Springfield, his father, Alvin Mattingly of Loretta, maternal grandmother, Anna Lucille Bowman of Loretta, paternal grandmother, Nellie Brockman Mattingly of Loretta, one brother, Joey Mattingly of Loretta, three sisters, Margaret Milburn of Springfield, Lynn Mudd of Mooresville, Missy Stallings of Loretta. Funeral mass for Justin Matthew Matt Mattingly will be Friday morning at 11 o'clock at the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church with burial in the St. Francis Cemetery. The family request visitation after 3 o'clock Thursday at the Mattingly Funeral Home in Loretta. Prayer services will be held at 5:30 Thursday afternoon. The family requests that expressions of sympathy be in the form of donations toward funeral expenses. Mrs. Minnie Maddox, age 88, of Taylor County, died Monday at Grandview Nursing Home. She is survived by five children, Wesley Maddox Jr. of Louisville, Elizabeth Patton and her husband Clifford, Gloria Sebastian, Gladys Maddox, and Perry Maddox, all of Campbellsville, two sisters of Indiana and California, one brother of Indiana, two sisters-in-law, including Maxine Maddox of Campbellsville, special sister friend Corrine Pendleton Walker of Kirksey. Funeral services for Minnie Maddox will be Saturday morning at 11 o'clock Eastern Time at the Second Baptist Church in Greensburg. The family request visits after 4 o'clock Friday at the Foster Toller Curry Funeral Home in Greensburg. I'm Greg Gibbons, WVLC News.